I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The wave of unrest that swept the Middle East has left few nations untouched. The relatively stable kingdom of Jordan is no exception. Like Syria, its neighbor to the north, Jordan has been racked by anti-government protests. But unlike Syria's ruler, Jordan's King Abdullah has not ordered government troops to violently crush the demonstrations. That's not to say there hasn't been violence. Pro-government groups and reformists have clashed in the streets. But there's an added twist in Jordan. Reporter Dale Gavlak in Amman spoke with supporters of King Abdullah who are also calling for reform.
In what has become routine over the past couple of months, thousands of supporters of King Abdullah face off against anti-government activists with traditional songs and calls of sacrificing their blood and souls for the monarch. Among the crowd is the founder of Nida al-Watan, or Patriotic Call. Ismail al-Sheikh is a Jordanian gentleman farmer.
The start of Nida al-Watan was a call for people to participate in the gathering. Those who love their country, those who want to combat corruption, those who want security, those who want social justice. These are our principles.
Al-Sheikh initially spread the word about the rallies at farmers' markets and other business meetings. Then, news spread quickly among Jordanians on Facebook. He says Nida al-Watan, unlike other pro-government platforms, agrees with reformers' demands to change laws on elections and political parties and to combat corruption. But al-Sheikh says the group doesn't want to strip King Abdullah, an absolute ruler, of his authority to appoint prime ministers and other government officials.
Currently, we don't support such a point of view because we think that the Jordanian people are not ready to elect the prime minister directly. We think the king is the guardian for the comprehensive reform process.
Imad Shahab is a 29-year-old life trainer and Nida al-Watan spokesman. He counters charges that the group is somehow a stooge for the government.
Nida al-Watan isn't a political organization, but a public gathering. Those who attend our gathering in the King Hussein Gardens are not an organized group of people.
At least some Jordanian analysts are inclined to believe him. Mohammed al-Mu'mini says the majority of Jordanians were put off by the anti-government protests because they saw the demonstrations as threats to Jordan's stability or image.
Nida al-Watan, or pro-government protests, mainly reacted to some provocative actions from the opposition that made the country look very weak and made instability look imminent.
Al-Mu'mini says reform is coming to Jordan regardless of who is backing it. Nida al-Watan's al-Sheikh and Imad Shahab meet other supporters in a modern glass and steel office in Amman to discuss strategy. Nida took a lot of heat after allegations by some that it was involved in recent violence at an Amman protest. Shahab condemns the violence, saying the gathering neither supports nor accepts blame for it.
People should not launch accusations at random. Even if witness accounts are correct, the violence could have been carried out by individuals. We can't blame any party. This is why we're demanding an investigation.
Nida al-Watan joined the New York-based Human Rights Watch in calling for an independent probe into the incident. The Rights Watchdog says Jordan has so far been the only country known to have prosecuted pro-government protesters for violence against activists, although it says probes are reportedly underway in Egypt and Tunisia. For The World, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.